Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 3 weeks ago, I alerted you to a bargain buying opportunity to purchase bullion-priced gold and silver coins and ingots before the end of that week. China, the world's largest gold and silver consuming nation, was in the middle of an 8-day holiday called Golden Week, during which gold and silver prices had temporarily dipped. If you did make such purchases, give yourself a pat on the back. Since the intraday low for gold and silver on October 5 through Monday afternoon this week, the price of gold has jumped more than 9%, while silver has increased more than 12%. You might suspect that this recovery in prices was related to the fighting in the Middle East, but most of the increases occurred before the initial attacks. In fact, if you look at markets over the past 11 weeks, from August 8th through Monday afternoon this week, the Standard & Poor's 500 Index and NASDAQ are both down almost 6%. The Dow Jones average fell more than 6%, and the Russell 2000 Index had dropped a whopping 13.6%. Over this same period, gold was up 2.6% and silver was also up 1%. Most industrial metals, including platinum and palladium, also declined over this 11-week period. The existing and possible expansion of military action in the Middle East certainly adds to global financial insecurity, where savvy investors tend to flee to safe haven assets such as gold, silver, and the U.S. dollar. While the dollar has been strong over the past 11 weeks, that may not last much longer. Last week, the Rite Aid drugstore chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Consider this to be your warning signal that recent higher interest rates will be pushing several more businesses, large and small, into insolvency and bankruptcy. These higher interest rates will also likely push more U.S. banks into failure before the end of this year. Remember, neither the Federal Reserve nor the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation have alerted the public before any major bank failure. Don't expect any official warnings in the future. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.